Children, this is a story about a man named Abram. And later, the Lord changed his name to Abraham, but in this part of the story, he's called Abram. Now, in this story, Abram goes away from the promised land, the land of Canaan, down to the land of Egypt. Why does he go there? Listen and see. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down toward Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was heavy in the land. So why did Abram go down to Egypt?
Because there was a famine.
A famine. And what's a famine? Do you know what famine is? Right, there's not enough food to eat. We don't know why there was a famine, but there was a famine. So how did Abram feel? How do you think he felt? If he also probably felt hungry in his stomach, right? But did the Lord take care of Abram? Yes, the Lord took care of him, didn't he? Because he did go down to Egypt, and there was food there. Does the Lord take care of us too? Does he give us all we need to eat? Did you have a good breakfast this morning? Are you probably going to have a really good lunch after church? So the Lord is feeding you, feeding us and taking care of us, isn't he? And he also feeds our minds, because our minds are hungry too. Our minds want to learn things. It's so much fun to learn things, like the stories of the Word and all the things about this beautiful world that the Lord has made for us to live in. It's so fun to learn about them. It's like our minds are hungry to eat up that information. So, in this story, Abram goes down to Egypt, and then he asks his wife Sarai to say something kind of strange. What does he ask her to say, and why? And it was, as he came near to come to Egypt, that he said to Sarai his wife, "Behold, please, I know that thou art a woman beautiful in appearance. And it shall be that the Egyptians shall see thee, and they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, and will make thee to live. Please say thou art my sister, so that it may be well with me on account of thee, and that my soul may live because of thee." So here's a picture of Abram talking to his beautiful wife, Sarai. And what is he asking her to say? Say that you are my sister. Say you're my sister, even though Sarai was really his wife. She was married to him, wasn't she? But she said, "Say you are my sister." Because Abram was afraid that Sarai was so beautiful that when the Egyptians saw her, they would want to kill Abram so they could have Sarai as their wife. And he said, "If you say you're my sister, then they're going to be nice to me. And instead, I will live because of you." So now, let's see. Was Abraham right about this? Are you hungry to find out what happens next in the story? Well, let's see what it says. "And it was, as Abram came to Egypt, that the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful." So Abram was right about that. "And the princes of Pharaoh saw her and praised her to Pharaoh." Pharaoh is the king of Egypt. "And the woman was taken to Pharaoh's house." So Sarai came to visit at Pharaoh's house. "And he," that's Pharaoh, "did well to Abram on account of her. And he," that's Abram, "had flock and herd and donkeys and men servants and handmaids and female donkeys and camels." So, was Abram right that they wanted Sarai for their wife? Yes, she was right about that. Was he right that they would be nice to Abram because of Sarai? Yes, he was right about that too. Did you hear what gifts Pharaoh gave to Abram? Do you remember some of the animals that he gave to him? Camels, that's one of them. Yes? Donkeys, both male and female donkeys, yes?
Sheep,
that's right. What else? Anybody else? It says cattle, that means cows. He also gave them male and female servants, people to work for Abram. All of these gifts Pharaoh gave to Abram because of Sarai. That were worth a lot of money. All because of Sarai. Now the problem is, though, Sarai wasn't really just Abram's sister, was she? She was his wife. And so it would be wrong for Pharaoh to take Sarai as his wife. But Pharaoh didn't know that. It wasn't his fault, but he didn't know it. But the Lord protected Pharaoh too, because it says in the story that the Lord warned Pharaoh not to take her as his wife. Here's how the story goes on. And Yehovah plagued Pharaoh with great plagues and his house on account of the matter of Sarai, the wife of Abram. And Pharaoh called to Abram and said, "What is this that thou hast done to me? Why didst thou not tell me that she is thy wife? Why didst thou say, 'She is my sister,' and I might have taken her to me for a woman? And now, behold, thy wife, take her and go." And Pharaoh commanded the men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. So Pharaoh did not take Sarai as his wife. Good for Pharaoh. And the Lord made everything work out well. He made it work out well for Abram and Sarai, because now Abram is very rich because of Pharaoh, and he protected Pharaoh and Sarai from being married to each other when they shouldn't be. You know what? In another story in the Word, a little bit later on in Abram's life, the Lord had changed his name to Abraham, and he had changed Sarai's name to, remember, Sarah. Abraham and Sarah, he had changed their names. Well, guess what? There was another famine in the land, and this time Abraham and Sarah went to a different land, not to Egypt, because there was food there. And you know what? Abraham again said that Sarah was his sister. And then another time, Abraham and Sarah's son Isaac, when there was a famine in the land again, Isaac took his beautiful wife Rebekah to another land. And he again said that Rebekah, his wife, was his sister. Isn't that interesting that the Lord tells this story to us three times in His Word? Someday, you can find out, why did the Lord tell us this story three times? What is the Lord teaching us by that? In the meantime, you can learn this story very well as you can. Remember about Abram and the beautiful Sarai and how he called her his sister and how Abraham became very rich because of her. That's a good story to learn from the Lord's Word, because every single story in the Lord's Word, the Lord gives it to us to feed our minds and to help us grow up strong and healthy forever. Amen.